Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining me here on Real Estate Realities. Your host, Justin Hermes, broker owner of The Property Group, located right in the heart of downtown, 305 South Cascade. Helping you create passive income is the goal. We do property management because of that. We believe in the long-term wealth building in real estate. Holding property 15 to 20 years is how you are going to grow wealth with real estate. And it's not like moving every 5 to 6 years like the average American does that's going to build wealth. It's holding property long-term. That is right. If you have questions throughout today's show, feel free to call me at 719-232-1063. Have some updates for you, things we're doing to kickstart our marketing this year. And number one is, I've ran some commercials, you may have heard them, we started our own staging company. So basically what that means is we went out and bought a ton of furniture with a designer, and we're going all in because we know when the market gets tougher, we have to get more creative. And the big thing is, we used to use an outside staging company. Well, now prices are as high as $3,000 to $4,000 for setup, and then as high as $500 to $600 a month for the continuing rental. We just thought, you know what? We're going to bring more value in 2024, and we're going to do the staging as part of our normal commission. We're not charging any extra for the staging, but awesome. I want my sellers to succeed in what is a very difficult housing market right now. So that's number one, our staging company. If you're thinking of selling, we'd love to show you what we're doing different to succeed. 719-232-1063. Some of the other things is we've shifted over. We're doing all professional photos now for all our rental properties. This is something we started about a year ago, and we're all in on it. We have to have professional photos. The rental market has gotten a little softer, right? We've seen, actually last month, rental prices came down, and so we have to get better every year. We have to find new ways to win, and professional photography is one of the ways of doing it, as well as we got a whole new software that we bought into. Wasn't cheap, but it is aggressive marketing, let me tell you what. And we've had success now where others are saying, we're having vacancies of a month or two. We have had some vacancies, but, you know, a couple weeks, you know, and we've really seen a change in just shifting the software and getting out on, you know, hundreds and hundreds of more sites now. We are getting better. And I encourage you to do the same thing. If you're managing your own properties, get better. Find new ways to win. I have no problem sharing with you our photographer's number, any other tips to help you succeed. If you want property management, I can help you as well. There's many of you out there who are doing just fine managing your own properties, and you need some advice. That's the premise of the show, folks. 719-232-1063. That's a bunch of good. The bad is rates keep pushing and inventory keeps staying low, folks. So how are you going to navigate that market? We're going to teach you how every week here on the show. And the title of today's show is The Real Cost of Home Ownership. Make sure you stick around as we dive in deep here on Real Estate Realities.
It's go time. It's show time. All that I know is I'm ready any minute. We ain't got to have a ticket, and it don't matter what we use. A freight train or jet plane. Motorcycle or Mustang. There's no time like go time. And I'll go anywhere with you.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. What condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
I just dropped in. See what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
Okay, we are back into the second segment here. Like I said, if you have questions throughout today's show, feel free to reach out, 719-232-1063. I had a listener reach out over the break, asked for a security deposit reconciliation form, and got that over to him, Stephanie, in my office. Very important. I said, hey, you have to make sure you're reconciling your security deposit properly. And they said, well, what do you mean? I just sent them it back via Venmo. You cannot do that. And it used to be, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, oh, no big deal. It has gotten so much more stringent with the new laws out of the state level. You have to double cross your T's and double dot your I's, and you can't afford to make a mistake. We have to be that much better with all the new laws that have been coming out at the state level. And here's the good news. Your rental properties are safe and sound, because even though we've seen a little bit of a correction in the rental market, it's a tiny, tiny bit. We've seen it in the sales market as well. Things are just coming back to normal, right? The cost of home ownership isn't. And that's because the damage was done during the pandemic. Over these last 5 years, it's been horrendous what has happened to the price of housing, rentals, and unfortunately, wages haven't kept up. And people go, why is that? Well, I've told you every week since I've started this show, real estate's the best hedge against inflation. And now you've seen it. If you haven't owned rental properties, you probably haven't gotten that big of a pay raise at work. But if you had a rental that was renting for $1,300, like mine down on Canoe Creek before the pandemic, 5 years later, $2,300. And that is why the cost of home ownership is going to be more difficult, and those who have bought rental properties and continue to invest will continue to succeed. And I love it that in a lot of ways that rates have gotten higher and it's tougher for people to buy investment properties, because it's just like the real estate industry. It's weeding out the tourism, the tourist realtors or the tourist investors who are just diving in and out of the market. The real investors who played their cards right, who are not over leveraged, are here to stay, and we will weed out some of the competition. So what's wild to me is home ownership is becoming less affordable every year, and we're becoming more of a renter nation. And the government even knows this. They publicize it. You hear it all the time. And the stat that blows my mind is home buyers throughout the United States need to make household $106,000 yearly to afford the average price home in the USA, which is like $330,000. It's a joke. It's like $150,000 less than here in Colorado Springs. So you do the math on that $106,000, right? You bump that up a little higher, you're looking at making $150,000 to getting into an average price home here in Colorado Springs. But you go to areas very affordable throughout the U.S., you're still having to be at $106,000 of yearly income to afford the average home in the United States. It's nearly doubled, right? What did they say? 80% more than what it was January of 2020. Is that not insane? In January of 2020, you could make 80% less and still get the same home. Yeah, I know it. This is the proof right here. Go talk to people. Has anybody gotten an 80% raise in their pay? No. Very, very rare to hear that story. But yet, you need to make 80% more to purchase that same quality home. That's the real cost of home ownership. And back then, roughly in 2020 of January, half of Americans could afford homes. That was back then. I mean, it's wild to hear these statistics. And the average U.S. household right now, they make $81,000 a year. They're not even close to sniffing that $106,000. So these are facts. You can fact check me and go on the internet. You can do your due diligence. You can look at, I get a lot of these from the government websites directly, get them from the chamber, EDC. But home and rental price have more than doubled wage growth. It's no secret. The average U.S. mortgage with 10% down, and this is just calculating principal and interest, it's not even including your tax insurance, is $2,188. Now here, taxes and insurance are around $400. So you're looking at a $2,600 payment, right? Well, that's an average home in the U.S. So to get that payment, you're looking at a $350 home here. You up that $100,000, now you're looking at it roughly $3,400 for that payment. And what does the buyer say? A lot of them say, I can rent this same home for $2,500. Why would I buy? And this is what pushes along the renter nation. And you're not hearing the same. I mean, I listen to Biden's State of the Union. He says, we're going to provide $400 a month in tax breaks for what? I looked all over the internet. I couldn't find any of that. I mean, that's ridiculous. Now, I will say, he said they lowered the mortgage insurance on FHA. They did, so that helps. It's not 1%. It's like 0.5% now, and that's a great move. Very smart. But there's still, the barrier to entry is incredibly high, and even if rates get down into the fives, they're not going to get below 5 probably for the next decade, maybe even longer. Even if they get down to the fives, you're still talking a substantial difference to own than rent. And that is where you're going to be so safe if you have rental properties, because you have this unbelievable insulation. And they're not putting more townhouses and single-family homes directly into the rental market like they are all the multifamily. All the 8,000 apartments coming online. That's why we've coached people to get away from multifamily now. Get out of it. The game's over. Do single family. Do townhouses. Townhouses are phenomenal. People don't want to live in a square box where they have to go down into the parking garage to get their car, and they're living on top of people. You're going to see that market struggle. So average household income right now, here's another, I'm blowing you away with stats today. It takes 8.5 years with the average household income in the United States to afford a 10% down payment on the average home in our country. That's why the last show I did, when I told you we're not even close to being one of the leading countries for home ownership. Not even close. And it's because of these numbers right here. How people are battling this, it's what I've taught you. And so many of you've done it. You've bought with your kids. You've possibly bought and turned your house into a duplex or an ADU. 21% of last year's purchases were bought with a friend or family member because they're getting creative. They know that it's not going to get better. Yes, we've had a little lull in the market. Yes, we've seen price decreases. But as soon as the rates come down, it's going to pop right back up. Things are going to stay elevated. The only way they don't is if you buy a brand new build where they're doing a bait and switch on you and saying, hey, it's $580,000 for a 3.75 interest rate, and you're getting a $500,000 quality house, and your taxes and insurance and your metro fees are $5,000 a year, it's a numbers game. That 580 is going to go down when the market corrects. I was explaining to somebody the other day the map in Colorado Springs and where you should buy to be insulated. And when things correct, oh, you've lost $80,000 in equity. Well, you know what they've learned? The consumer doesn't even do the due diligence to even care. All they care about is monthly payment. So if they can make the monthly payment work, who cares if they're underwater in 3 to 4 years? Who cares if they can't rent the property for more than their mortgage payment, right? And that's where you have to stick to the facts of buy middle to low, buy around 400,000, maybe even less, established neighborhoods away from new build, and you'll be insulated, right? And millennials, they just, it's my generation, and it sucks to say it, but they don't want to do a lot of the due diligence. They don't want to do a lot of the work that the prior generations have done. They just want more flexibility. They don't want to wait for, you know, they want their granite countertops, brand new stainless steel appliances. I don't want a home. I can't tell you how many times I've millennials come. I don't want a home that has to need any updating. Okay, wow. Huh, okay. I talk to baby boomers and they go, man, our first place was just, it was a small shoebox, and we slowly, you know, got a better home over the years. A lot of them just said we actually just stayed in the home for 20 to 30 years. And that's why they've done so well, right? They're not instant gratification like my generation. And not trying to toot my own horn, but I started with a condo and I had a roommate to afford it. Then I moved to a single family home that my sister helped me co-sign on because I was a tennis teaching pro. I didn't have the 2 years income to purchase it, and slowly got another roommate, slowly started building my own rental portfolio now to 20 doors. And I just tell you that because I finally got a home. It's been 12 years since I bought my first property, and I finally splurged a little. I bought a 1950s rancher, but fixed it up in what I consider pretty nice. And it's right by Palmer Park. I love it, but I waited 10 years to get it, and it still is underneath what I probably could really afford. And I just tell you that story because that is why you're going to see more renters, because they don't want to get in and have to do the updating. They want it all now, now, now. They want the instant gratification. Well, by 30, I'm going to give you some stats here. By 30 years old, 42% of millennials owned homes, compared to 48% of Gen Xers owned, 48% were homeowners at the age of 30. 51% of baby boomers were homeowners at the age of 30. That's almost 10% more than the millennials. And the silent generation, 60%, right? Right now, baby boomers, Matt, right now, 78% of baby boomers own their home, while 42% of millennials own their home at 30. It was 51, 78 right now. I mean, come on. The proof's in the pudding. We're underperforming all the generations in front of us, okay? We'll go to the commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Some sense of it all, but I can see it makes no sense at all. Is it cool to go to sleep on the floor? Did I think that I can take anymore?
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Okay, folks, we're into the last segment here. Jeez, it's like Matt keeps me in line like my old high school teachers used to, like, you're gonna be late to class. You're tardy.
Good morning, class.
Give it, you know, it's bringing back memories, Matt. It really is. I was trying to get out of that commercial break fast, so the stats were rambling out. But ultimately, what you need to know about it is at the age of 30, 42% of millennials own their home. And baby boomers, when they were 30, 51% home ownership. And the silent generation, 60% home ownership at the age of 30. Gen Xers, 48% of home ownership at the age of 30. We're not even close, folks. And that's why you're safe having a rental. The barrier to entry is getting higher and higher. I've had the joy of working with a couple of radio listeners lately who've bought with their kids, and it's probably one of the most powerful things they can do. Number one, they had money sitting on the sideline not working for them, no tax breaks, and their son renting a luxury apartment for $2,500 a month, putting it right in the trash can, setting it on fire every month, now is saying, hey, we can partner together and have an investment. You guys get the tax write-offs. I'm not throwing money down the drain. I have security in every year. I know that I'm not going to be kicked out all of a sudden. That is how you battle this real cost of home ownership. When I looked at the different regions of the United States, the Midwest has the highest region of home ownership. A lot of that is due to the price of homes. The city that led is Grand Rapids for millennials. 63% of the millennials in Grand Rapids own their homes. And then I looked at the rental rates, Matt, in Grand Rapids, and they were super low. Probably don't want to own a rental in Grand Rapids. I went to school 45 minutes north, so I know the pockets. I was doing some research, so I was thinking, Grand Rapids is a great city. It's really growing. Love to invest there. Why are the rental rates so low? Oh, because the barrier to entry is pretty low for purchasing. That's why Colorado Springs is great, and that's why it's seen such an increase in the rental rates, is because the barrier to entry is high. The lowest rate of home ownership for millennials is the East Coast, no shocker there. And we are right in the middle to high, folks. We are, I would say, in the, you know, probably 75 percentile range. We're not up at the East Coast. We're in the, you know, 90s, but we're certainly above the middle of the pack as far as home ownership for millennials. And you also get a little bit of the perfect storm here because you have the military where a large percent are so transient that they do not want to purchase. And we get this, we get cooked into more of a rental market by that fact alone. And this is wild now because you get Gen Z, right? Gen Z is anybody under 26, 27 years old. And that's the next generation. And they're now, what's crazy is I'm going, yeah, they're looking to buy homes. I bought my first home at 24 years old out in Maryland, the DC area, right by Walter Reed. And it finally clicked. I knew nothing about real estate. That's the funny thing. I knew nothing. I never talked to my dad about real estate, really. I'd cruise around the back of his car. He'd show homes, and I'd go, geez, Dad, people are really nice to you. It seemed like they really like you. You do a good job. I thought Remax, you know, I started to learn as I got older. But at one point in time when I was in high school, I just thought Remax paid him a salary or something. I mean, I literally didn't know anything. And I just started to wake up. I was out in D.C. I'm going, me and my roommate are paying rent to this big apartment complex. Why don't I buy a place? My roommate pays me rent. What am I doing? And all of a sudden, that got the wheels turning, right? But if I probably didn't have a roommate with me, who knows if the wheels would have started turning or not. But the Gen Z under 25 are saying, we're going to be forever renters. They're interviewing so many of these Gen Z on home ownership. They're going, it's not happening for us. We have just so much in student loans. Can you believe we have $1.7 trillion in student loan debt in the United States? I mean, you talk about the ultimate ripoff. I mean, college is one of them. Now, I'll leave some outliers. You're in the medical field. Yes, you need to go get a degree for sure, right? There's even some, like, right, science industries where you have to get a degree, some military specialist contractors, computer. But there's a lot where it's like business or trade school. I mean, there's so many different avenues you can take now to avoid this trillion in student loan debt. But $1.7 trillion, and you scratch your head, no wonder the Gen Z is going, we can't buy homes. I mean, I talked to someone the other day, their student loan debt was $175,000. They make $80,000 a year. It crushed me. I mean, I was just like, oh my gosh, sat at another person's kitchen table. They told me they're still paying off student loan debt and they're 56 years old. It is wild. It really is. And then as you get more stats like this where you're going, why is the real cost of home ownership so high? Why is the rental market so safe? And then you look and go, 55% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. They don't have an emergency fund. And then to go even deeper, $1.12 trillion in credit card debt. I mean, the credit card debt surpasses what people have in their emergency fund. So I wanted to bring this show to you because it is real for so many people. The cost of home ownership is just so unattainable. And many of you listen, own investment properties. Good for you. You've done the hard work. You've done a great job. Some of you listen, you may not have an investment property. Probably time to diverse, right? You got all your money in your 401k. Maybe it's time to, hey, I need to diversify a little bit. I need some tax write-offs. I need when inflation kicks in again, which it's not completely gone. You're going to see more appreciation in the real estate market, right? And if you're going, hey, I want my kids to have a shot at home ownership, maybe you don't sell that home. Maybe you keep it and rent it. Maybe you work out a deal where they can purchase it off of you. I mean, this is something you can hand down to your family so that they can actually have a backyard, right? That they can barbecue in with their kids. They can actually have a garage to put their car in during the winter. They actually have a living room that they can put their Christmas tree up during Christmas. This is something you can give to them that not only creates generational wealth, but maybe a lifestyle that they could maybe never afford unless you are willing to invest in your kids or your grandkids. Now, it shouldn't be a handout. I'm not saying that, but how can you as a family build wealth? And when you look at some of the generations with the highest rate of home ownership, they do it through family. It's beautiful. If it's done the right way, it can be a beautiful thing. That's going to be it, folks. Next week, we're talking about common mistakes sellers and buyers make. And then after that, March 31, we're going to have Easter. And I'm going to bring on Nick with Brad's House. This is a nonprofit that is so dear to my heart that helps foster kids. So we got a great lineup coming to you for the rest of March. If you have any questions in the meantime, feel free to call 719-232-1063. Use the gifts God has given you to put a smile on somebody else's face today. You've been listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities and broker owner of The Property Group. 719-232-1063. Have a great week.
You're broken down and tired. Living life on a merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.